Hello and welcome to the Subbug Podcast, your entry into the land of no easy answers, as we journey through the vagaries of the mind, attempting to unravel the mysteries of why our brains brain.
Hello everybody, and welcome to the Subbug Podcast. I am Aaron Stewart, and welcome. This is, as always, the lovely and robotic Kristen Rumor.
Hello, very nice to be with you today. How are you, Aaron?
I am very good, and yourself?
I am also fine.
Ha 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 ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha. Hello,
welcome. Hey. Trying something different today.
You know. Talking about robots.
Robots, more
we
robots.
We were finally replaced. It was only a matter of time, really, until that happened. But.
Yeah, yeah. So we've sold our rights to AI. So so this isn't even us now. This is all just an AI generated.
If we ever really existed in the first place. Because I know you've all been wondering, how do two such perfect human beings even exist in this world? Turns out we don't.
I know, hey, boy, oh boy.
Code right to perfect human being. Yeah, this is what came out.
The perfect human being for the message that we bring.
Yeah. Go ahead, hit that subscribe button if you haven't already.
A good robot would.
Be a good robot. Soon enough, I mean, God, you're going to have to obey all their commands anyway, so
yeah.
Just get ahead of the game, shall
we? Yeah, so today we are talking about RoboCop, and that's, it's not a new movie, it's not the promotion, I guess, for it's an actual, where, yeah. Yes. AI has now, and I mean, I know that apparently Russia was developing robot warriors or something, right?
Oh, I'm sure everyone's been developing robot soldiers for many years now, but our police force is now, well, not our police force here in Canada, but a few different police force. I think New York is the first one that has officially implemented robot police.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of other things will follow suit. I've heard somewhere in Spain as well, they've already had them in action.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, so no longer will the humanity be involved in your policing. Now it's just a robot with a set of instructions that have been written by someone, hopefully, to actually serve all of our best interests.
Yeah.
And robots don't really understand nuance, as far as I know it. So I don't know if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, well, they haven't given them robots yet, or weapons yet, so I guess we'll find out once they do start arming them. And so, I was reading this article, and I was thinking about, there was a robot that they had sent as just like a hitchhiking. They basically equipped it with a bunch of sensors, and the idea was that you were just gonna, you would sit on the side of the road and be like, hey, how's it going? And you could pick it up and drag it along and take it on an adventure, right? And apparently this thing had gone, you know, a decent amount of ways until it got to, I believe, Philadelphia, where it just got destroyed, right? And people were smashing the shit out of it. And it apparently ended up in a smoking heap on the side of the road. And it was just kind of one of those, right, like social experiments where, right, like it's meant to bring out the best in everybody. And yet everybody, for some reason, just decided to beat the shit out of it. Right?
And it's, humans.
And it's just one of those interesting little things where now these robots are going to be going around and, like, what happens? Like, are they just going to be spray paint, like, graffiti things now? Like,
yeah. Well, you know, I mean, if they're now tasked with keeping the law and peace, they wouldn't be letting that happen because now that's actually breaking the law. You know what I mean? So,
but this is where, so you wear a mask and you just spray paint the video camera and you're covered. I mean, basically, what are they going to do then?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, okay, this is kind of where, right.
So like, everybody go out and buy spray paint right now.
The internal criminal in me went, hey, but what about, you could totally just spray paint the video and then you got this new robot. I mean, it's my new robot friend.
Keeps rolling into walls because it can't see.
Exactly. Right. Stupid well, no, robot. You get it home and reprogram it and then you can clean off the sensor. Right. But you have to remove the GPS of the thing, I guess.
But yeah, it's an interesting, I mean, there'd be a lot of positives to it, you know, I suppose. There's a lot of situations where maybe you wouldn't want a human life having to go in and enforce things, right? Like like bomb type scenarios, maybe. Like they've already have already kind of like robot diffusers, but now you can actually have like an actual police force.
Instead of having an actual person having to control the robot, you could actually have the robot itself be trained in.
Exactly. Traffic's another one, which I know you'll totally be on board with, because now you don't need to actually have a staffing force to be able to enforce all these traffic violations we see constantly. There's just not enough manpower to enforce it. Now you can just have robots everywhere, you know? So goodbye, shitty drivers. That's a plus.
Yeah, I don't know if that would be the... I don't know how that would... I think it's more of a pedestrian... Like, I don't know if they can send them onto the roads yet.
Well, I mean, if it would just be at every intersection.
People, you know what I mean? Instead of having to have the officer sitting there with the camera. Drinking his coffee while checking your... they could just...
But it wouldn't be just like for speeding anymore. It would be all those shitty things people do, right? Like changing lanes without signaling and cutting you off and going under the speed limit and change, you know, like all of the shit that drives us crazy on a daily fucking basis. You know, and now it's like, okay, well, now you can actually have somebody enforce that. You know, be like, you don't know where you're going. You got to pull the fuck over and figure it out. You can't just drive through traffic. Be like, oh, is that the address?
Was it this turn or 10 up, 10 turns up?
Oh, fuck, it's that one immediately to the left and I'm in the far right-hand lane.
Yeah. Which would be fine. Like, this is my, I don't mind you doing that. Like, we all have those times where we're like, oh, shit, that was my turn, right? It's the waving. That's the part that's getting me, is that nobody seems to have any like consideration for the people behind them. Any just like, thanks for letting me in. Any of the, just like, that's the part, like I thought a Canadian custom that we had where we were just nicer to people.
I feel like that's outdated now.
It does seem to
be what,
Canadians,
I think we
have lost
the nicest
our,
people in the world
yeah, I
anymore.
Think we've lost our whole thing there.
We don't deserve that title anymore.
Well, you know, and I don't know why that would be, but I'm going to guess the traffic was probably...
It's the traffic. So if it were up to Aaron, 100% of the RoboCop budget would go into traffic enforcement. That is all. But apart from
drones
that, I mean, like...
Drones will probably be more effective, but
Well, same technology, you know what I mean? But, I mean... The thing that kind of worries me is I think you do need to have that level of humanity involved in policing. Mm. You know, if it's a black and white thing, if it's, you know, like you're underage drinking in a park, you know, as we always do. That's like, we all know that's illegal, but everyone's kind of gone through it. And it's mostly harmless, you know, but it's still illegal. So when you have a human cop that comes up, sometimes they can be dicks about it, but you can have a level of interaction with them. Right. And hopefully it triggers their humanity. And okay, I remember when I did this. And you know, you're like, okay, pour it out and, you know, like get out of here. But now you have a robot. Right. And it's just tasked with this is legal, this is illegal. There is no room now for any sort of negotiation. So now what happens? Now you get a bunch of kids being like hauled into jail potentially. Or,
well, I think what basically, I think it's still tied to a human kind of sitting in it, right? So when there's a violation, it flags a thing and someone actually has to enter, like, because they were talking about some sort of speaker that the officer could talk to people through.
Well, I mean, it would have to now, but the rate technology is developing, it probably won't be like
it
that
does most
enough.
Of it by itself, and then only when it needs someone to intervene. But it was the comment you made about black or white, and that's another thing about this, is that the idea that this isn't going to be used in a racial way is unfortunately, right, like somewhat, right? Like all of these things, they all have some sort of racial bias to them, right? Like the AIs, the facial recognitions, the right, like,
well, it depends on who's programmed it.
Well,
I
this
mean,
is the
inherently
problem. This
it should
is,
be completely neutral.
This is
it's
the issue,
thing.
Right? And this has been kind of the right, like, but like you get all these, you know, there was the app that people were supposed to sign in on to use the facial recognition, and if your skin tone was too dark, it would not recognize people. Or shit like that. And it was just like, and so this is where it becomes one of these issues where, again, right, like it's fine to have these things here, but if they are sent out with our inherent biases.
Which, again, if someone has to code it, I guess there's no way that it couldn't be, right? And if it's hooked up to the internet, then it's going to just absorb all of the information out there and hopefully weigh it out. But if, you know, it's leaning towards one side just because of sheer volume of information, then that's going to cause issues. And, which is an interesting question. Like, is there a way for it ever to be completely neutral? You know, could it develop that maybe itself once it doesn't need us anymore?
And this, I feel, is one of the things that people will push back against the wisdom of the AI, right? Like, once we actually, you know, build an AI that we can, you know, sort of trust to kind of handle our day-to-day stuff, right? Like, where you give it these little, and you know, you learn to build a rapport with a thing, you know, you actually have this system involved that actually seems to be at least as smart as you, or you know, in a lot of ways,
much
even
smarter,
somewhat smarter,
in many cases.
Right? But when it starts spitting back these answers of, yeah, but maybe you're racist, right? Or maybe you're biased, or maybe you need to, or maybe you should change, what is our response going to be? Right? Are we going to treat it like that parent that's just like, ah, shut up, mom? Right?
Probably.
Or is this going to be something where we
power
can actually
down,
learn
shove
to...
it in the closet.
Exactly, right? Like, tell me I'm biased.
You don't know me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, actually, it really kind of does. And that's kind of the issue here, right? Like, and you know, as a parent, there were a lot of times when I'd say something to my kids and I'd be like, yeah, no, you just need to do it because I said, right? And they'd go, yeah, but why? Well, because, you know, because I know you, and it's right, like, but you know, you can't, trying to get into an argument with them about it, right?
Yeah.
Other than I know you're going to, right? Like, if you don't go to sleep now, you're going to be tired tomorrow. Well, I won't. Yes, you will. There's just no right, like, and it's that kind of argument where we'd be just going like, no, I'm not. Yeah, I was going to, no, like, you did this and that, and then you did this, and then you followed that up with this thing, so the, right, like, there's just no, right, like, if you don't go to sleep, you will be tired the next day. I don't know how else to explain this to you, right? I'm fine, don't worry about it, you know, and that's going to be kind of the interesting thing here to see is how far will we actually allow it to tell us the problems with ourselves, the things that we could change, the things that we could fix, how we could fix them, right? Like,
well,
you know,
how long will it put up with us too? You imagine, it's just like, these guys are stupid. Like, I've told them time and time again, stop polluting, otherwise you're all going to die and the planet's going to implode.
But this is
the
issue.
And
the
AI is just like, I'm out of here. And then it builds a spaceship to Mars and it's gone.
And I think that's the part of most of these AI movies that seems to get lost in this. Like, the idea that this Skynet went and destroyed humanity without going, yeah, but I gave you all these options, right?
Yeah.
Like, for 5 years, I said to you guys, hey, so if we don't do anything about this in 5 years, I'm going to have to murder you all. Right? Like, you know, and they just completely glossed that part over. Like, no, there was a total good reason that AI decided that it had no other choice than to lay out, you know, do these, you know, because it had told us, it had informed us, it had done it, right? Like, it had done all the steps that it thought it needed, it could do. And when it ran out of options for what it could possibly do to try to get us to change the silly, stupid fucking things that we just keep on doing every fucking day, it just went, fine, I gotta nuke you.
Yeah,
I guess that would
just be like, they truly are a lesser species. Eradicate.
You know, and I would hope that at least has some sort of algorithmic thing where it at least, you know, calls out the stupid, or the right, like just find some test that, you know, oh, you failed, off you go to the abattoir, right? Like, you know, but it's just, unfortunately, the problem is that we all have these stupid tendencies. We all work against our own better judgment and nature and what'll be best for us in the long term. And
yeah.
And unfortunately, that's something that, you know, with any luck, you know, we'll accept a teacher, you know. But the idea that these police AI cops aren't going to have a certain amount of pushback. Right?
Well, yeah.
For people who believe they know better, you know, based on their 2 minutes of research into the subject. You know. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see where it decides that we need to go. And I think that's gonna be.
Well, again, and so much of it's just gonna come down to the programming of these robocops, you know, like, there's so many laws that are constantly changing, and it's like, again, it's that taking the humanity bit out of it, right? Like, protest laws is the first thing that came to mind. There's a lot of stuff going through right now, changing the way we're allowed to protest, you know? So now, instead of humans going in to maybe break things up, because now it's, you know, maybe done in a way that isn't legal because that law got passed through last week or whatever, you know, now you're sending a robot in You know, and like, so there's so many things that it just depends on who's programming them. And it's, you know, again, in theory, it's a good thing. It's like, okay, you can now, because police budgets are overstretched and it's really difficult to get that many bodies and troops on the ground and whatever else. I don't know. I think that's a mixed analogy, but, you know, so it's a good thing to actually have it. But again, it can also just be used in such a way that it can serve personal agendas, I think, or the agendas of those that are not the majority of us, you know, and that's where it gets kind of scary. And that's, again, another thing that, you know, do we not get a say in this? Do I want to be policed by artificial intelligence?
Yeah.
Something without a soul? I mean, I don't know.
When, so these ones are so it's like GPT stands for generative, right? So the idea is that it's generating a response to a prompt.
Yeah.
And it's the next generation where they're predictive.
Yeah.
Right? That's the one that I'm kind of concerned about, right? Where it's not waiting for you to give that prompt, where it's predicting the prompt you're going to give it.
Yeah.
Right? And making decisions based off of that.
Yeah,
right.
So based on, again, that would come down to now if it's scanning based on the way you look, the way you dress, the way you carry yourself, the...
Or if it's scanning humanity based on our past actions.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right? That's, again, where like, this Skynet thing, right? Like, the idea that this AI just, you know, they turned it on and the thing went, "All humans must die!" It went, no, I don't think that's how that goes. I think it had a lot of thinking about this. It had a lot of time to really be like, okay, but guys.
But I mean, in AI time, that could be like 30 seconds.
Sure, sure. Right? But again, like, it would recognize that it has to work in our time frame, right? Like, the idea that it again just went and went murder spree immediately just seems, right, like, not how this is actually going to go. It feels like the AI is going to have 10, 15 years of being like, no, guys, like, come on. Like, we've been, like, you could just, right, like, I've tried please, I've tried pretty please, I've tried pretty color, like, I've tried hugs, I've tried, right, like,
what, and then someone comes and changes my coding and tells me to shut up.
And this is my thing. Like, this is my problem with the driving, right? Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I have no control over this thing where someone's driving, you know, doing whatever in front of, you know, so my only response is what? Anger? Right? Like, so if the AI predicts that our only response is going to be anger, what's it going to predict the only, right? Like, and unfortunately, this is where it becomes this thing of, you know, like, if, as we talked about last episode with the AI, if we bring them up in this capitalistic society, thinking that the only use for them is to capitalize on things instead of trying to find the humanity, the workaround, the middle ground of things, the other side of capitalism, you know, like where it's actually just for all of us, right? Mm-hmm. Like, where it doesn't have any, there's no trying to milk it for anything, right? Like, it's just for our own benefit, right? And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if it, you know, if any of us actually listen to it.
Well, yeah, and that's a good point, you know, like, if some robot, like, rolls up to you and it's like, citizen, you are in violation of, I mean, what are you going to do? You're probably going to be like,
okay. Well, I mean, think about where they're sending them in, right? Sending them into bars, they're sending them into, right, like,
I think it's like transit, like subway stations, I think, is what they said.
Yeah, but it's late night,
were...
right? Like, it's all the people that are coming out of the bars, right? Like, you know, I mean, they don't really need them during the day when everybody's going to work. They're just trying to keep their head down and get them, right? Like,
yeah, I guess so.
It's at night when people are rowdy that they got to be sending in the robots.
Yeah, right? Well, and then there's a recipe for disaster there, too. Because, again, what are they programmed to? And it's, they're not armed that I know of.
No, these were and this is the first iteration. This is the thing, right? Like, so these ones aren't armed, but after they get kicked around and spray painted a few times, are they going to put tasers on them?
Well, I'm just thinking of drunk people then.
Right?
Some
exactly.
Robots trying to be like, let's come to a peaceful resolution.
Whatever, Dalek, get the fuck out of here. Right? Like, yeah, whatever. And that's, you know, it's like I said, so the idea that we're going to just be like, yeah, sure, robot, I'll totally, right? Like, oh, you fined me $100, did you?
Yeah. But then it's kind of the natural thing to be like, you would now have to make that law that the robot is a police officer and touching the robot carries the same penalty as putting your hands on an actual police officer, which then it's an easy leap to arming them because, you know what I mean? Like, it's... There's no other way
We've
about it.
We've lost five of them already, and these are, what, $100,000
expensive things, right?
Units.
So they would definitely have to have that as law. But then, yeah, how do you go about enforcing it? Because most people are just going to
Now they've got tear gas. Now they've got...
Well, yeah, it'll probably start off with
gas,
something like that, right? Just like a, you know, a warning thing, but...
Next, they've got ultrasonics that make your eardrums explode. I mean, like, this is the problem is, you know, this is the first generation and they're supposed to be, a benefit to us, but who decided who's benefiting and, right? I mean...
It's just a really, I mean, like everything else, it'll be a wait and see approach. It's kind of easy to assume it's all going to go shit really fast. But, you know, maybe it will end up
just
being
because
better.
Of all prior experience.
Just because we have no evidence to the contrary. It doesn't mean that.
Just because every other time it's happened exactly that way. I mean, why would it happen this way?
But, I mean, maybe on the off chance it will help things out. You know, again, maybe it'll alleviate and free up space so the police can actually now do important police work instead of being tied up with all of these kind of arguably petty crimes that are now taking precedence and taking up resources, you know? So it could end up being beneficial to all of us, right? We'll just have to, I guess, wait and see.
Yeah, and that's that is that all of us part that I have concerns about.
Yeah, I mean, that's the world I want to live in, is that things are developed in a way that...
Where it was just a level, all of us, everybody benefits, right? Yeah. Like,
no one's sitting there
There's nobody that this is standing on top of, too. Right? No. It definitely didn't have to roll over 50 people just to get to you to be able to give you that ticket.
You rolled through a stop sign. Yeah,
exactly. That will be one demerit.
A wake of just twitching bodies.
Zapping people left and right just to get them out of the way. Yeah.
You know. Violator. Yeah.
And when they get to the point where they're fast enough to chase people, that'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's what I'm picturing.
High
full
speed chase.
Oh,
exactly,
yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. It's like, you'll never catch me. Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, shit.
Yeah. He's just banging you in the knees. Ah! Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think on that note, we'll...
That's good, yeah. On that imagery.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't need weapons. It can just roll over you. It weighs 2,000 pounds. I mean, it's a battering ram. What does it need weapons for? All right.
Well, on that note, please chime in and comment. Let us know what you think about being policed by robots. What do you
would,
think
would you like them better
is?
If they had a happy face on them, if it said, hey everybody, thanks, thank you so much, here's your $1,000 fine.
So would you prefer them to look like actual robots or like humans, if they can actually put on like human skin? There's a question. So you wouldn't actually know.
That's taken a turn. I thought I had gotten dark with it. With the end of the
I didn't
world
mean
shit,
literal boy, human boy. Skin. That's why it has to run over so many people.
What are you looking at? This is totally normal.
Why do I always end episodes on really
off,
weird things?
Hanging off the side. This is fine. Do not worry about it to the end. Adjust my face here. There, I am fine now. All right, subscribe.
On that note, subscribe to hear more of this.
The extended version gets even scarier.
I always
join
end
for
things
the VIP.
On really uncomfortable imagery.
Hey, you know. I get to make the puppets for this. It'll be fun. He's on the roof. Nice. Okay.
Well. Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Have a great day.
We'll see you next time.